nine times out of 10, you'll figure it out. And it's not until we actually are in that position, if we're constantly operating from this space.
This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
So I'm continuing on the story. Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and I'm going to continue on for at least a little bit of the story of the Challenger, of my first trip to the States. Like I mentioned, I had been to the States in total three times, and this was the first time. I think I traveled to like 42 different gyms in that period, from like garage gyms, if you check out Jim Jones, you'll see what I'm referring to, right through to training in people's personal garage, right through to the 24-hour style gym. So just a variety of different gyms all across America. And I'm catching up to the story where I just got on a plane from Salt Lake City to Portland, Oregon, to catch up with Chris Duffin, Kabuki Strength, or the Mad Scientist of Powerlifting. Now, keep in mind at this time as well, what I was doing is sneezing. I sneeze. Sorry. what I was also doing was writing an article for Men's Muscle and Health. And so I was a regular contributor for Men's Muscle and Health at the time. And so that was part of the reason why I was going across, getting in with these people, Chris Duffin and similar, to go, hey, I'm writing an article and so forth. So anyway, while I was stuck in Utah, when I was had a flat tire when it was broken down, my Airbnb host in Oregon decided to cancel my trip because I wasn't clear with communication, because I didn't have the fucking internet to be able to speak to them, so they just assumed I was flaky, which is pretty funny. So in that circumstance, I think I mentioned this last time, my friend spoke to, back in Canberra, I spoke to their friend, and I managed to get a place to crash there for free, which was really nice because I didn't have any fucking money. I was only there for about three nights, and at the end of the night, after driving back and just running to get the plane, I ended up sleeping in the bed of a seven-year-old girl. Now, she wasn't there, just to clarify, but I think she had to sleep with them or in their room. Made it up for me. It's quite nice, but it was just odd having this experience of sleeping in a bed where I'm not a tall dude, right? And I'm like all curled up in this bed with a Princess Diary or some sort of princess lamp there next to me and a little pink teepee in the corner of the room. It was a fucking ride. Keep in mind, like, this is, I was 26 at the time, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Anyway, so next couple of days, I ended up spending time with Chris Duffin, and he's a really good dude. He's a very, very intelligent guy. Dave behind the camera, he's also spent time with him as well through his other job. And I ended up then training all the way through to LA. I don't want to go through and tell the whole story of the month. I kind of want to wrap it up here and tell a couple more bits and pieces about it. And then I'll give you the reason why I'm sharing it, besides some of the funny things that occurred. But there was a couple of things that I told myself when I started out on the trip. One was to say yes to things that I would usually say no to. That was one. The second thing was to not set goals based upon my current reality, right? Not set goals based upon my current resources. And that's one of the challenges that a lot of people do, is that they look at their goals and they set them based upon what they currently have access to. But there's no such thing as a lack of resources. There's a lack of resourcefulness. And when we're able to make that mental shift, it makes a big difference to how we can actually, what we can get done, what we think we can get done, what we can actually achieve, and so forth. And so that America trip was a coming to moment for me. And there was many, many more, like, fucking missing buses, sleeping in airports, training at Westside Barbell, having breakfast with Louis Simmons, then going out to New York and having to house it there because I had no money. Like, there's a whole range of things. But the thing is that when you put yourself in a position of having to figure things out, 9 times out of 10, you'll figure it out. And it's not until we actually are in that position, if we're constantly operating from this space where we know we like routine, and that's great, yet they often say growth is outside of your comfort zone. And there's a little bit of interesting things around that, right? I can probably expand a little bit on that today, but growth is where you put yourself in positions where you have to figure shit out, right? And so this is the example of, do you have 1 year experience 10 times, or do you have 10 years experience? The people that have 10 years experience are the people that continually put themselves in position to figure shit out rather than just running the system. Now, there's nothing wrong with just running the system, because the system has to run. The thing about it is going, if you want growth in any area of your life, you're going to have to ask questions you don't know the answer to. You're going to have to learn from people. You're going to have to reach out to people. You're going to have to get rejected. I mean, most time people don't reject you. They reject themselves in the face of you, right? So there's a whole range of reasons why someone might reject you. It's not just you. And so going up against what, let's call it adversity, it's not actually adversity. It's the lessons that you ask for in order to achieve the goals that you want to achieve. And when we can shift into that space and understand that space, we start to actually really test ourselves with what we think we can do and what we think we can get done. Come on. And so that America trip was a starting point for me in doing that. I was 26. I mean, it's 5 years ago. I was getting ready to leave 5 years ago today, basically. Not right today, but around this period of time. And so if we take the moment to step away and look at our life objectively, look at our timeline and look back, I'll put money on the fact that you've probably progressed shitloads in many areas and overcome many things. Maybe you play it down because you want to be humble, but that's not humility. Hey, playing something down is not humility, because it means, listen to it, it's inherent in the language. If you play it down, it means that you think it's up, right? So you don't play it down, you just let it be whatever it is, and it's just is what it is. If someone has an opinion on it, then someone has an opinion on it. Someone's opinion really has fucking very little to do with you. It really has very little to do with you. And the more conversations that I have with people, the more I realize that their perceptions of other people are heavily perceptions of their own value structure and their value system. And needy peaty. Hey, you gonna sit? Thanks, mate. So I've got a manuscript of this actual trip that I'll end up finishing and put together. It's already got like 80,000 words. But the core message behind this trip for you, and the reason why I wanted to share it, was there are people in the world that are like you, that want to think like you or do think like you, that are aligned with you, that aren't in your current physical circle. You won't bump into them every single day, but they're around the world. And if you go looking for them, you will find them. But if you don't go looking, if you stay where you are and you stay complaining or concerned or worried, like, I understand right now you can't fucking fly anywhere, but we have the internet, for Christ's sake. So use this time to figure out where you want to be in a year's time. And then go after that. If there's unknowns in that, then good. There has to be unknowns. If you know, then it's no longer a goal, right? It's a task. So you got to have a look at your goals and go, do you have goals, right? Or do you just have tasks? Because, you know, going to the shop to get milk is a task. It's not a goal. You know how to do it. You know what you need. You know all that sort of stuff. A goal, you don't know how you're going to do it. You're going to have to figure it out. And that's where your growth is. And my last comment I'll make is, mate, sit down. My last comment I'll make is on comfort zone. I've got some friends and they do, they're very, very fit, and they do their doses of discomfort, so to speak. But they're actually really comfortable doing it. Some people's doses of discomfort is not doing anything. Maybe it's meditation. Maybe it's slowing down. What may be uncomfortable to the population as a generalization may not be uncomfortable to you. This is where some people's work isn't in the gym. Some people's work's in the kitchen with their food, right? Some people's work is in meditation, in rest, in relaxation. Some people's work is going out and getting work done. And keep in mind, though, that what you're looking for is a habit, not an hour. It doesn't have to be an hour. You just have to start. You just has to be a habit. And the same thing goes for you going after what it is that you actually want, if you give yourself permission to go after it, that is. So there's a couple of lessons I learned from the old Challenger, old Dodge Challenger in Utah. Team, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to my little story around my first trip to America. Well, at least part of it. There was much, much more, including banks taking my money out. Anyway, enough about that. I'm out. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast or this series of podcasts beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can get my book, Mining Yourself. It's meant to be here in Australia at the end of the month. But you can get it online on anywhere that sells books. And you can also get the ebook version from, you can get it. You can find that link in my Instagram bio. Just do it. Get it done. I'm out. That's it. I'm out. Until tomorrow. Peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.